Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today I caught up with Mr. Dennis Brown of Byron Seeds. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning, John.
Always good to get with you. Don't see you all that often. And when I do, I like to what you bring to the program here is, you travel quite an area. And, we're right in the threshold of getting the combines in the fields. It's been delayed a little bit here because of the weather, but what are you seeing, Dennis, across the region you're covering? Much combining going on?
Just starting. I've been about 11 states here in this summer, and late summer, early fall here as we just get into fall this week. Seeing combines starting to shell some corn, few beans being ran. Bulk of the silage is done. There was some late planted silage corn just now getting harvested, but all the silage and hay is about wrapped up for the year. Guys are just now starting to get into the fields. I was up in northern Indiana the last couple days, and quite a bit of corn's being ran up in that northwest part of the state. A few fields of beans being ran. Get down southern Indiana, a few more, I'd say more beans are ran in southern Indiana than corn shelled at this point in time, but things are coming along.
In your estimation, Dennis, it wasn't but just a few months ago, everybody was pretty optimistic about the yields. We looked good going into the growing season and through the summer months, and we had some adequate moisture at the time, but then we kind of hit a dry spell there. And so is everyone that you're talking with still pretty optimistic about yields?
They are. I'm not sure what test weight on corn's going to be quite yet. I mean, we had some areas that had adequate moisture. We had areas that were dry, and we had areas that were flooded out. So we had some nitrogen leaching in those flooded areas. In those dry areas, I'm seeing some potassium deficiencies just cause of dry weather. I mean, it's kind of going to be a mixed bag this year. Beans, there's some beans that looked really good. The foliage looks really good, but you start counting pods, and those nodes are pretty far apart, and those beans or the pods are just not filled as quite as much as we hoped they would be. So I think it's going to be a mixed bag overall. I think we'll be good. There's going to be some spots that have excellent, and there's going to be some spots that are below average. So it's just going to be a mixed bag this year.
Probably beans suffered worse than corn, you think?
I think so. I think when we hit that dry spell there in August, we needed some showers to fill some of those late pods. It just didn't happen, especially in this area. But you get in western part of the state and not get too far from here. I mean, they had showers and things look good. So it's just going to be field by field on how things are looking. But overall, I think quality is going to be okay. It's just if yields are going to hold out. And some of this corn, if it's going to be able to stand. I've seen some stalk issues start coming in. We've got some anthracnose moving in and some other stalk issues. I just hope we can get harvest done before it becomes a problem.
Not really a lot of disease happened this summer, did it?
On corn, there's quite a bit. There's some northern leaf blight, corn leaf blight. There's some gray leaf spot. There's some anthracnose moving in on some stalks. So, yeah, there's some areas that did get hit with some diseases, mainly the guys that didn't spray. This was a year to spray fungicides. Most years we question it. Well, is it going to pay or not? This year it paid. If you sprayed fungicide, you're gonna get your money back out of that without a doubt.
We actually went into the year, I think, as well as we could have went into the year. I mean,
yes.
Getting the crop in the ground, the crop coming up out of the ground, adequate moisture, but then we hit a dry spell.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's hurt somewhat. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, it hurts somewhat, but that dry spell was just very isolated. You get basically eastern Indiana and just right here in Wayne County. Of course, I live up just east side of Winchester. There would be times that I could smell rain up on 32 and even on west towards 27 and down here towards 36. We were really dry in that quiet quadrant. Northwest Wayne County and southwest Randolph County, we were a little drier than the rest of the county and even Wayne County. And you get further south down to Union County, and they flooded out several times. So We did have some dry periods, but it was just so spotty that it's just going to be, like I said earlier, field to field.
And I've also had some people tell me that they think maybe the earlier planted stuff may do a little better.
I think so, especially on the corn, because it pollinated early and got through that early dry spell that we did have. So I think the early planted stuff will do okay again this year. Seems like it looks ugly, but once it's shelled and we know final yields, it does do a little better.
Dennis, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, throw a few more things.
Fall harvest season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and using rural roadways to travel to and from work. Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most combines are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this harvest season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's get home safely today.
Have you ever heard a song or jingle or a certain slogan that you just can't get out of your head and you think about it all day long? Well, here's one that's going to stick in your head for a while. Dig the gig. Come on, say it with me. Dig the gig. NLBC is offering you a gig of residential fiber optic internet for just $99 per month where fiber optic service is available. Dig the gig right now for $99 at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected. Oh, and dig the gig.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, salutes the area farmers as they bring in the 2021 crop. Your neighbors in agriculture are spending many hours in the cab of a combine, grain cart, or semi, and we encourage you to take a few minutes to use extra caution when driving rural roads where farm equipment may be in operation. A few seconds of distraction or careless driving can affect everyone on the road. Co-Alliance wishes farmers a safe and bountiful harvest season. Contact Co-Alliance for all your agronomy and energy needs this fall.
Back now with Dennis Brown of Byron Seeds. And Dennis, you're sort of the corn seed specialist with Byron. And, you know, Byron's come a long way in the last few years. They were typically known for their organic products and still are. Yep. Don't get me wrong, but you've taken it a step further than that.
We have. I mean, when Byron Seed was established back in 1995, it was the grass company, grazing, cool season grasses, legumes, alfalfas. That's still our bread and butter. But in 2015, when we decided to start our own corn line, it has grown exponentially since then. I mean, we're in our sixth year of production, and we're just keep growing and growing. So Byron Seeds has a little different look than it did 20 years ago, but we're still here. We're still providing services for the farmer with all of his forage needs.
Cover crops, certainly a big topic, has been the last few years, remains to be. Do you know of any new data that maybe is out there that maybe needs to be mentioned here about cover crops?
There is new data out there. We're actually working with a company out of Germany that's been in cover crops for like 90 years, and they're bringing some new data what we call new data over here to the States on different cover crop mixes. We always saying, well, you got to throw everything in the kitchen sink together in a cover crop mix to make it work. But what we've seen in the past few years by doing that is not all species work together very well. And this company we're working with and the data that we're seeing, we're working with 90 years of cover crop data from Europe, and it's really surprising on how different species work together and ones that don't work together. So that's probably the new thing that I'm excited about on the cover crop is figuring out what species do work well together and the volume put out there. So you do have a large diversity out there improving soils, but also that they're working together and each species can complement one another.
Also, Dennis, one of the things that's been brought to my attention, and more so maybe this year than in past years, is the input costs for next year.
Yes.
I mean, that's already a concern. Yes. It has been a concern. And what are you seeing there?
It's worldly driven. And when I say that, I mean, it's world market. I mean, the input costs, you look at fertilizer costs, they're higher now than they've ever been. And we said that last year. We didn't think they could get any higher, but they are going up higher. And that's driving everything. That's driving profitability down. It's crazy right now. I can't put my finger on where it's going to be or how we're going to do this. We're doing cropping plans right now within our dealers, and a lot of our certified forage specialists are doing cropping plans for next year. And I'm getting calls saying, hey, how do I pencil this in because it's not coming out right? And it's just so volatile right now on inputs, whether it be fertilizer, fuel, chemicals, or even just labor shortages. I mean, we're getting freight rates now that are 5 and 6 times the amount just to get grass seed hauled in from Oregon to Rockville is 6 times the rate that we paid this time last year, even if we can get a truck lined up to do it. So it's just so volatile right now. Nobody can really estimate what's going to happen.
Have you heard of any shortages per se, of any product shortages?
Yes, we are going to be short on cool season grass industry wide. The cool season grass, most of them, cool season grass is grown in Willamette Valley in Oregon, and they had some severe drought and heat this year, so grass seed production is way off on the forage side. So we're going to have shortages of cool season grasses, being orchard grass, tall fescues, meadow fescues, annual rye grass for the cover crop guys. I mean, all those are going to be short this year. They had a little bit of problem last year, so the warehouses, there wasn't a whole lot of carryover for this year. So on top of 2 bad years in a row, there's going to be some grass shortages and increase in pricing.
Dennis, I want to thank you today for the comments. As always, appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Good luck to you guys. And let's not forget that we're right in the middle of harvest, or soon will be. Everyone, just stay safe.
That's right. Stay safe and be careful.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.